So yeah, we haven't started yet, but I can start anytime.
Okay.
So
usually we just bullshit a while and then we include that before the before we actually start the podcast to confuse our listeners.
Usually to upset Al. Not really to confuse the listeners. If anything, I feel bad when I do that to them, all eight of them. But I usually just want to upset Alan because he every podcast he makes me feel bad to be the person I am.
Well, someone has to, Russ.
Ben, so did any of the fans from Hogcast send you something?
Uh-huh. My podcast fans have sent me a pair of thermal underwear, and bed sheets. Thanks, Pod Burglarinos.
That's a little too haughtily erotic. And I even said Hogcast fans.
Do they have pictures of Waluigi on them?
Yeah.
No, they have pictures of Wario on them, so they're all right, you know.
Okay, well,
Maybe better in some ways.
Mm-hmm. If you say so, like Russ. Both. I don't know.
I think Wario's, he's got a head on his shoulders, and he believes in tech and engineering. Exactly. I think Waluigi's a little too set in his ways. Listen, Waluigi, you may think you're all hot shit, but sports can't get you that far. The human body can only carry you so long.
Tell that to Andre Agassi.
I don't know who that is.
Wario is the Andre Agassi of the Mario universe.
I like to imagine that.
I thought he was Andre 3000 of the Mario universe.
No, that's Shy Guy.
He's definitely under 3000.
That's so funny because in the Sonic universe, he's fucking Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, it's weird like that.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
You know, since we had RJ on, we should get RJ on sooner or later. But
we do too. Acclaimed musician.
He was a artist we had on who's known for drawing exquisitely detailed, realistic renderings of Pokemon. And he came onto our podcast because he also drew realistic Sonic, and we asked him about Sonic's dick and butt.
What did he say?
He said he doesn't have a butt. He has a cloaca.
So where do the chili dogs go?
What?
I mean, he still where poops them out. But
he still poops them out, but he also could lay an egg out of his cloaca.
Well, if he was, he's like
so Sonic has like a butt vagina?
Well, no, he has a cloaca, which is kind of like a butt vagina.
Look, you need to simplify things for me, science man.
Okay, you know like how birds, like, they all have that one hole?
The mouth.
Yeah, birds shit and poop out. Okay, that's...
Well,
Sonic
owls,
dick comes
come
out
on, Alan. Alan, he's got a point here. Owls, think about it.
Owls,
birds fuck.
Birds fuck in the mouth. They just kiss.
Do owls poop?
I don't know exactly. You know, I never figured out what owl pellets really are. I just know that
them
up.
Owl pellets, they have a gizzard.
They have little mice bones in them.
They have little bones and they're like a bunch
of
hair.
Speaking of mice bones, welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the internet. I'm your host, Russell Walsh. I'm with my co-host, Alan Black. And we have a special guest host from a podcast I like to think is a sister podcast of ours. And a little thing we like to call Pod Burglars. And the host... with the mostest, who smells like roses, it's Ben Pack, King of the Castle, Lord of San Fran, Dark Wizard, and American Horror Story fan. Welcome, Ben, to the podcast.
Hey, guys. I'm here to talk about how exciting season 3 of American Horror Story has been.
I think they're like season
Carnival.
6 or something.
There's the little guy, there's the scary snake man, there's ballerina girl, but she's actually kind of evil.
Snake Man, are you talking about Sonic Boom and Lyric?
Ugh.
No.
Lyric makes me so
not,
bad.
No, I'm not.
That's in a real American Horror Story, if you ask me.
French Horror Story. Goddamn French. Anyway.
I apologize on behalf of my people.
The Pax? You come from France, from the land of Charlemagne?
My family is predominantly French. Pax, we have no idea where that comes from. That's not like traceable to any single country.
Mm-hmm.
So
it came because they really liked that Rumble Pack expansion thing for like the 64.
Yeah, my family was birthed into the world
Donkey Kong 64. Do you?
Well, there's one thing we know
yourself...
about Ben. It's that he has no style or grace.
Are you a Lanky Kong or a Chunky Kong? That's the big question.
Who's Chunky Kong?
Isn't Chunky Kong he's the Chunky Kong. He's the big one.
He's the one that has like a coconut gun, doesn't he?
No, Donkey Kong. Chunky Kong, he's got the backwards baseball cap.
Oh, I always thought that was Tiny Kong.
No, you fucking fool. Tiny Kong's a little girl. They're not that clever.
No, Tiny Kong is is the guy in 3 who's up with Dixie.
I just want to say something real quick. The DK crew is the closest Nintendo and Rare ever got to Sonic, and ever since then they've done nothing but fucking fail, losers. So if you think Rare was any good, well, why don't you go find a Rare item and then sell it and then live alone on an island because nobody wants to be with you, freaky.
Hey, it's a rare condition in these days, in this day and age.
Hey, you know what condition I have with you? Anger. I'm angry at you.
Okay. So I've never finished a Sonic game except Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Which is a okay. fine
Well,
game.
I guess we'll go ahead and get into Quailhead's Talk Shop personally.
Yeah.
Ben, can you at least tell us about this one Sonic game you finished? More about?
Oh, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so I... excuse me. I never had a Genesis or any sort of Sega system. I was always a Nintendo kid. And when the 360 released that Ultimate Genesis Collection dealy, I got a chance to play Sonic games. And I realized that I don't like them because they're bad and dumb. And but I played Mean Bean Machine because I had played Kirby's Avalanche. And I was like, oh, this is that Puyo Puyo shit. That game's hard.
What's the kill screen?
Well, that's been
game?
The episode for this it. Week. We can't have assholes on it, you motherfucker. Come on. We put so much time and effort into this, and you're already ruining KFAB.
I don't know what that means.
KFAB, you said it wrong, Ross. No, I can't believe you.
Oh, I know what that means.
You can't even read words, Ross. What are you doing?
I just love Sonic so much.
All right, let me tell you about this guy named Mario. He's a plumber from Brooklyn.
And he sucks. And he's a racist. And nobody likes him. He smells bad. He smells like a cheap, shitty, crusty old lasagna, which is not pizza.
He's crawling around in them pipes and the sewers and stuff. That dude smells like shit.
Yeah.
You want me to invite him into my home, into my console? No way.
If you want to shit on lasagna, then you're going to have to shit on Garfield, and
I will.
I won't stand for that.
Garfield the cat is basically Big the Cat, except orange and fucked up and rude.
Rude.
Does Big the Cat hate Mondays?
He does.
Big the Cat loves every day because he just spends all his days fishing, hanging froggy.
Monday is his least favorite, though, canonically.
Yeah.
That was the day he had to fight his evil counterpart, Smalls the Cat. Yeah.
Smalls the Cat's that's a real character. He's alternate zone Big the Cat, and he's very mean and rude.
I need you guys to tell me when you're doing goofs and when they're real things, okay?
Do you need us to call Sonic the Zone Cop and just get you on point with this stuff? We could set up a seminar. He teaches CPR class, so we can, like, hook you up with him afterwards. We're big friends and fans of Sonic's work. Sonic the Zone Cop.
Well, I don't know how I feel about Sonic's work. He said some really bad things in the last few months.
Listen.
He turned his back on Mayor Giuliani. It was messed up. I don't like him.
His Twitter, he's a little Chuck Woolery on his feet at some. He also pushes catheters.
I admire his work, but not his views. So if he can separate the work from the person, I don't know.
The things he said about Dr. Quack and his new political career, that was a little offensive.
Yeah, he's also came out. He came out as being anti-vaxxer.
Anyway,
because Dr. Quack's, you know, all about safety, all about public health.
Yeah,
but Dr. Quack, of course, was the duck that lost his eye and leg in a landmine accident.
How many Sonic characters are there?
A universe.
It's an entire living, breathing universe, Ben.
And Hollywood's not listening. Hollywood, what's with this Spider-Man shit?
There's like 10 Spider-Mans. I don't get them.
What about an anthropomorphic spider? That's cooler, in my opinion.
They did that already in, what's it called? What's that movie with the pig and the spider and it's real
Spiderwick Chronicles.
Yeah.
Spiderwick Chronicles.
Yeah, Spiderwick Chronicles.
Didn't John Hamm voice the spider? So he sounded very lascivious.
You'd think that he'd voice the pig, but that would be just too obvious.
Anyway, Alan, I want to hear what's been happening to you. I don't want to hear what happened to Ben, because obviously he, in some ways, is emotionally stunted and can't handle the truths of Sonic, so I don't know if he can have emotions or not. But I want to hear what's happening to you personally, Alan.
This has been a rough week for me in terms, especially, I guess, in memes. Memes have really polluted everything in my life this week.
Alan, I know how much you love memes. I know how much you live for memes, and I know how much you die for memes. What could have happened to you?
So our least favorite Twitter account, Sonic underscore Hedgehog, the official Twitter feed for news about all things Sonic the Hedgehog, located in London and San Francisco. So Ben,
by the way, Ben, every week Alan comes in upset over this Twitter feed. That's why I don't follow. But
yeah, it's upsetting. So let's see. So on Monday, on Monday, we had a beautiful picture of Knuckles, by which I mean awful picture of Knuckles, that said, unlike Sonic, he doesn't chuckle. He'd rather flex his muscles, which is true, because that's a thing from unknown from me, the Knuckles theme from Sonic Adventure 1. However, it's a picture of Knuckles holding a giant barbell and says, got tape? Because I'm ripped.
Oh, shit.
They memed on me again. I read that, and I'm like, oh, cool. Man, I like that lyric.
At all these... Alan, look at all these fucking fitness knuckle motivational things.
It's all.
And this one says
it's 90% of their advertising campaign. You know what's the sad part about it? I've been wanting to talk with this because this is very personal to me, Alan. I think we lost.
We've lost the war.
There was a battle going here, a battleground where we were taking a head on the powers that be to bring down Sonic Boom. The Illuminati of Sonic, I don't know who's running it, definitely not Yuji Naka. They've wrested control from him and sent him to that one island Napoleon was on. And we sit here baffled every week. How is it getting more popular? Why are people into this? Why are people loving this and dying for it? I just don't know anymore. I put my hands to my temples and I rub them and no knowledge spurts forth. Usually I can answer any question because I'm a really smart guy.
Yeah,
but
yeah, Russ is the smartest guy I know.
Russ
is all about that science. He's all about this. He's all about the memes first and foremost. But
there's not a meme I have not liked before.
Rage well, basis. How about this meme? How about this meme, Russ? So on the 27th, what was that? Yesterday, it says we're always team hashtag black and blue. You know, like the dress meme, like the dress that everybody talked about. It's a picture of Shadow and Sonic. Because they're black and, you see, you get the
Is it because joke. They couldn't think of a character who's white and a character who's yellow? Oh, wait, fucking Tails.
Tails is yellow, Silver is kind of white, or you could use Bark the Polar Bear, I guess.
Isn't Tails both colors?
Well, Silver has gold wristbands.
Silver does have gold wristbands.
And he's kind of whitish, mostly in concept art. In the game, he's more silvery, which the game has killer graphics, by the way. If you want a graphical showcase, hit up Sonic 06. You will not believe that is 9 years old.
You won't believe anything in that game.
Pretty much. Go with that.
It's unbelievable. I think about it all the time.
Oh, man. Emotionally devastating. Speaking of emotionally devastating, we lost, Alan.
Yeah, we lost. Sonic underscore Hedgehog has created a Tumblr account, which I thought, hey, maybe they'll have some different content on Tumblr. Maybe it'll be better. It's the exact same shit. The only thing that was different is they posted a picture of Sonic that they drew, but it's kind of bad, and it says Tumblr Zone Act 1. It's not good. And then they have because you have like zones, and then some gifts, and then a bunch of Knuckles fitness things. Bad.
Ben, we brought you on the podcast this week for. We brought you on friendly terms, but really we had a secret cause behind it. You represent the Mario Party in some ways.
Yes.
You are a friend of Waluigi and a follower of a Yoshi. And we called upon you. We said we were suffering here. Us true Sonic fans labored in the camps, desperately calling out Mario people. For years we've battled and waged war. And in our time of greatest need, when the revolutionaries in the Sonic Boom Party took over, we called for you. And where were you?
Playing fucking Galaxy 2, which is really fun. Look, I'm suggesting, all right, I've got no ill will towards Sonic.
You clearly have expressed ill will towards Sonic by saying anything negative about him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a tiny bit of goodwill towards Dr. Robotnik's Bean Machine. But
and
that's it.
He's a criminal.
He's
bad
a criminal.
Person.
That's my least favorite game because I don't want to have to think about that guy.
I don't want to help this
Sonic's
guy out.
Sonic's Pinball is pretty cool, too.
Okay, good. That's good.
It's a great game. It's one of the best pinballs ever.
I like Big the Cat as a name. And a persona?
We've already established...
Big the Cat or something?
We've established on the show
You're talking
before.
About your anime girlfriends, then? They using Big the Cat personas, collecting the card.
Hey Alan, how's the Beach Queen campaign on your Big the Cat Beach Queen?
I didn't like Persona 4 Golden because they added in Big the Cat. He's too tsundere. I don't like him.
Look, okay, so it's been a long time since Mario and Sonic have had any real rivalry because it's been a while since Sonic's been relevant. But I'm trying to bring in some.
They fought in the Olympics against one another.
They did fight in the Olympics.
But they fought together against each other, sort of like how the U.S. and all those other countries teamed up when Hitler was doing the Olympics.
See, a lot of people don't remember about that game is that there were cutscenes in between the minigames of the shady political underdealings and the people being killed off in the background as a cause of these Olympics. People just were smashing those start buttons to get to those hella great minigames that were so fun and so entertaining that they didn't even realize there is a dark, seedy understory. Like, Amy Rose gets addicted to some substances that I don't want to repeat here, but it gets dark and gritty.
Waluigi gave her some HGH. It was pretty bad. Some hedgehog growth hormone. Oh. I don't know why Waluigi had it, but
a lot of weird gender issues coming up around Rouge the Bat that was like really interesting in a way that I haven't seen in a video game before.
I appreciated that it was tackling that. I mean, that's interesting, but that's a really deep and complex game. You miss so much of it if you don't use the codec calls, though.
So Ben, stop jamming on that plus button, okay?
Jam on that button.
I just want there to be peace. I think there's a greater enemy that Mario and Sonic can unite against.
Oh, Ratchet and Clank. We're still up against the Ratchet Boys, the number one Ratchet and Clank podcast.
Our rival podcast, Ratchet Boys and That's So Ratchet.
Oh, you know what they said about us? You know what they said about us, Alan?
What'd they say?
They said with our hats on, our heads looked a little smaller, implying we had big fucking heads.
You know what? It's because they're using that fucking Ratchet and Clank big head cheat code. You get it if you collect enough of the little bolts or whatever the fuck.
It's goddamn Ratchet Boys.
Ratchet Boys.
I mean, we can agree that the Clank cast is cool, though. Like,
Clank
cool
cast is okay. I kind of like
Clank
cast.
Listen, they have a person with an English accent and a girl. That's not fucking fair.
That's fucked up.
That's Radio Gold.
Ugh. This is my life. You know what? I only need one girl in my life. Can I have a moment to shout out to my girl, Kelsey?
Go ahead.
Kelsey, you're my number one. You're my dreams. You know what? Even when I'm living in this dark labor camp, having to fight the Sonic Boom revolutionaries, I still think of you. I write letters to you. Why don't you respond? I'm really lonely out here. Alan's not my friend. I wish he was.
You see, Ben, Russ does this at least 5 times an episode, so.
Just get used to it. Listen, if anybody has a girlfriend that they want to shout out to, just hit it up.
I don't. So.
Can I give shout outs to, like, trees or.
No.
Maybe.
No. Okay. Girlfriends only.
Trees are okay. I mean, okay, shout out. There's a tree, like, out in front of my apartment. It's, like, pretty cool. It has, like, some good shade and stuff. And there's also another tree in front of the laundromat that has, like, a backpack hanging from one of the branches. And I think about it every week. Like, how did that backpack get there? Whose is it? Was somebody climbing that tree? I don't know.
It sounds like a Because of Winn Dixie style, like, nostalgia story. What if you looked into it and it was like Silver Age comic books?
What if it was Silver the Hedgehog?
Yeah, so it's like Silver Age comic books and Silver the Hedgehog and like pins from the 1960s. And like you find out that if you put your hand into it, there's a magical portal to Foreverland. Think about it.
That's pretty beautiful, Russ.
Speaking of pretty beautiful, let's talk pizza, the number one food in the world. A synthesis of flavor and technology. Precision made to enhance pure flavor. Drop it on us, Ben. We want to hear your loadout in a little segment we call Domino's Goes.
This is a song play?
Sure.
Is it?
Maybe.
Yeah, we're going to add it in the post. There's a song.
Oh, man. That's a good song. I love pizza.
What kind of pizza you been eating? What's your loadout?
Let's see. Recently, I've been going to a place called Gaspare's. Shout out to them. You guys should link their website in the show notes because their website was made in the 90s and plays When the Moon Hits Your Eye Like a Big Pizza Pie. That's Amore.
That's great.
As soon as you load it up.
That's my favorite song of all time.
Yeah.
Good.
I love
Mine's City Escape, but okay.
I like to go with, like, you know, it depends. So I my partner is vegetarian. I like meat, so I kind of switch it up. I'm a big fan of pineapple on pizza.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
The tides are turning. Man, when you get a hot pipe and slice of za, and you get a crisp, delicious fruit on there.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, no. It's like a flavor explosion. No. It's like it mixes the best of
the pineapple. The sweet, the spicy, the game, the strength, the holler. Come on, man. High five me. Yeah. Oh, that feels good.
I can't believe I got another pineapple loving fuck on the show. I hate pineapple.
Listen,
I don't get you guys. Am I just backwards in my ways?
Yeah.
No, you're too forward. You've looked too into food tech. You have got. You need to get down to the roots. Humanity grew up eating base pineapple. Meats, not this processed shit, which I love and is still pretty delicious. But you get fruit. Pluck it from the tree and eat it. It's a package for seeds to spread genetic materials. Yes, exactly.
I'm past the singularity. I'm all about this. I'm all about integrated tech experiences. I'm all about brand awareness. I'm all about synergizing with my pizza loadouts. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Sometimes, Alan?
Look, you need to mix up your flavor profiles. Like, the way pizza works is you get that tomato sauce that kind of brings that nice, like, acidity, you get that bread that kind of gives you that bread taste.
Mm-hmm,
you get the cheese and the salty meat, and that kind of fulfills pretty one good. Thing. All that's left is like a little sweet tinge just on the top.
Mm. But see, the way you describe it there sounds, that's exactly what I want in a pizza, but I don't think
pineapple bulk.
I don't think pineapple does it. I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
Do you think maybe I'm eating substandard pineapple? Do you think I should get some of that Primo pineapple?
Maybe you gotta get some of this California pineapple. Head out here to the West Coast, the best.
You know, I think
by
the time they send the pineapple out to the East Coast, like it gets all soggy and it just turns into like a bunch of like mush, and then they dump it on my pizza at CC's and say aloha, because that's what they do every time they make a Hawaiian pizza at CC's, is they say aloha and then drop it in front of me.
That's pretty cute.
Not really.
It's not confirmed though, dude, because Kelsey went to that CC's pizza and she told me no aloha.
Maybe it was just a guy goofing.
Maybe it's your what? Maybe this one guy really wants you to feel that aloha flavor. He's trying to sell it to you, and it's just upsetting you so much you can't enjoy it.
Maybe when I walked in there and I was wearing my I hate Hawaiian pizza shirt, he thought I need to win this guy over.
Now, I'm gonna win him over with some. The pizza part's a little faded, so it looks like you're saying I hate Hawaiians.
Maybe yeah, that would explain why I got beat up like 10 times in the parking lot.
By The Rock.
By The Rock.
The Rock is a friend of the show, Alan. You should have told us. He loves the show.
I know. I was wondering why he was doing this.
Are you sure? Are you sure it was
Barack Obama and The Rock are like taking you out tag team style?
Barack Obama. Damn it.
I thought Barack Obama. Two native sons. King Kamehameha. Barack Obama and The Rock.
Yeah, the Dragon Ball Z characters were beating me up too. Fucked up.
Oh, like that band.
Ace Ventura was there too.
Ace Ventura's Hawaiian?
It was a Hawaiian shirt.
I thought he was pretty international. I mean,
just because he wears a Hawaiian shirt doesn't mean he's Hawaiian.
That's the only place you can get him. That's the only place you can get Hawaiian shirts. What are you talking about? Alan, I've never seen them anywhere else.
Speaking of nationalities, you went to like the American institution.
Oh, yeah. The new American institution. I wouldn't say they've surpassed Domino's, because nobody can. But they're a new up-and-comer, headed by our close friend of the show, Patty Schwartz. It's Blaze Pizza, baby.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, I want to outline the Blaze Pizza experience. So at first, I go to their website. I look at their menu. First thing I see, how do you blaze?
How do you blaze, Alan?
Fuck.
How do you blaze?
A big marijuana cigarette. That's how I blaze. Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
But I can't order one from them. So it was a little bit confusing. But what I did order was I got two pizzas, because their pizzas are kind of small, but they're a reasonable price. And I thought, I'll mix it up. So I got one with classic crust, spicy red sauce, shredded mozzarella, crumbled meatballs. That's a little bit of a weird topping. I didn't know why they had crumbled meatballs, but I'm like, whatevs. Pepperoni, black olives, green peppers, shrooms. You don't like the green peppers, Ben?
I like the olives. They're like little tiny UFOs that take all your cheese away when you pluck them off.
That's a conspiracy.
Why do you think Why do you think they embrace you, Ben?
Yeah, why do you
who's doing this to you?
They hate me.
They always hate Ben. I don't know. I think that's, see, I think you can, I think, I wasn't sympathizing with Ben because he hates Sonic and hates all that's good in the world, and he likes pineapple, but he kind of feels the same way about olives that I do about pineapple, so I see something.
I think he's just been so ruined and made into it the pathetic creature he is today by these olives that he can't appreciate the good things in life like Sonic.
But you see, I think Mario would really like olives.
Yeah.
Is the thing. He'd probably put that in his pasta or something like that. Or whatever the hell.
Oh, yeah.
That greasy Italian
he'd definitely
fuck.
Have those crushed meatballs.
He'd definitely have the crushed meatballs. So I think I was trying to say, like, what kind of pizza would Mario eat? He'd probably eat something like this, but worse, because he'd probably have, like, I mean, it does have mushrooms on it, so that's something he would like, I guess. Does he eat mushrooms? Or does he just, like, fuck them?
He fucks them.
Well,
because isn't everybody in the... Okay. Man, that's a weird psychosexual adventure.
I remember in an old episode of an old issue, podcasts are episodes, not magazines, in an old issue of Nintendo Power, somebody asked Nintendo Power, does Mario throw the fireballs or does he spit them out? And I got so mad at that motherfucker. Does he spit the fireballs? Like,
he has a mouth in his hand. It's Videodrome.
Does Goku spit the Kamehameha wave? What motherfucker has spit anything?
Does Andre Agassi spit tennis balls out?
Yeah, he does, because he's a tennis ball machine. God.
I think we got to the bottom of a mystery, but fuck that guy. If you're listening today and you are really seriously upset about Mario spitting up fireballs, why don't you go eat fire and then have your insides blow up and you die, you dumb fuck. Piece of shit.
The other pizza I got was classic crust, white cream sauce, shredded mozzarella, goat cheese, applewood bacon, grilled chicken, artichokes, roasted red peppers, spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Artichokes.
Pretty good to me.
Weird combo. I don't think I've ever had artichokes on pizza before, but these Blaze guys got lots of toppings. Other cool thing, I got some blood orange drink lemonade stuff there.
Alan, this sounds like amazing and wonderful, but it can't live up to the hype. How could
it be pretty fucking good?
What?
It was really good. I liked it a lot.
How could anything be fire baked in a giant oven in 2 minutes and retain such delectable and powerful flavors and aromas?
See, as a man of science, Russ, and a man of memes, I don't really know.
This is a black box situation.
This is a black box situation. And as in, why don't they make the whole plane out of pizza ovens? I don't know. I'm going to have to call up Neil deGrasse Tyson to analyze the science. I don't know what's up with this science.
Do you think the heat... I was going to try to make a jet fuel seal beams joke, but then I messed it up. Anyway, please continue.
It was really good. The people there were really nice. The one weird thing about the place, the pizza box doesn't have a hinge on the back. It's two separate pieces. Why do you think they would do that to me?
That is strange. Wait.
What?
The pizza box doesn't have, like, a hinge to where it, like, closes, like, and opens like a clamshell. It has, like, the top lifts off, and it's a totally separate thing.
It's like a hat box, is what he said.
It's like a hat box. They put my pizza in a hat box. Why would they do that?
I keep everything in hat boxes, so I feel like that would work better for me.
You might lose your pizza, though, is the thing.
That's true. Usually I just keep, like, hamburger meat.
Hamburger meat, like, Beach Queens.
Beach Queens. Everything in hat boxes, because my dad runs a hat box factory. So that's a little bit of lore I'm adding. So that's a little flavor for the Hogcast universe that you can just write down in the Wikia real quick.
And in the wiki.
Yeah, my dad is either missing and working at Sonic Boom, or he's Dana Carvey. It's one of the two.
My dad became Sonic Shadow the Hedgehog's gun.
Whoa, this is some Eva shit. Like, is his soul in the gun, or is his matter the gun? Is he like that one gun from Existence that shoots teeth?
His gun is the dick, his dick was fuck. Was his dick is now the gun,
like the boner gun from Shadows of the Damned. What is it called?
Yeah,
again?
That's why Shadow always says, "Taste my big boner." Yeah,
okay.
It makes a lot of sense.
Shadow the Hedgehog was such a fucking cool game because he shot people with a gun and cursed like I do.
Yeah. Love that guy.
In bulk.
So, Ben, if your dad met Eggman and Eggman told him that he was a robot, do you think he would shoot him in the head? Good. Yeah. Okay, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. Oh, I think we can confirm that Ben's dad turned into a gun.
Mm-hmm.
This is great breaking news.
Speaking of guns, I've really fired a blank here, guys. I don't think I've had pizza in the
last
2 weeks.
This isn't about your erectile dysfunction. We can't talk about this on the air.
Listen, I tried to fuck my pizza the other day, and I couldn't get a boner up, and I threw it out in disgust.
Russ, I told you can just
order
pizza with white sauce.
Shout out to my girl, Kelsey. Kelsey, I did not try to actually fuck a pizza. I'm glad you do not listen to this podcast most of the time. Anyway, so...
check the listening stats, and she has not listened to it once. I checked geographically, and she's never listened to it, so...
Yeah. Shout out to, I think, maybe my sister's boyfriend, and Ravi, our two fans.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hey, Ravi.
Hey, Ravi. Hey, we're going to answer your questions later.
I didn't have za lately. I've just been eating T-Bell. I had their quesarito with sriracha sauce on it.
I had that also.
It was spicy, but it didn't really taste like sriracha.
I don't know what the fuck sriracha really is, Russ.
It's that Asian zing, baby.
That Asian zing.
It's that Asian zing. Get your tongue up to your teeth and just say it zing.
You don't zing. Make that. You don't put your tongue to your teeth when you say Z, do you?
Zing.
That's not how Z's work.
Zing.
You can't.
Zing, baby. You gotta get that zing in.
Well, I had
you gotta
it.
Get
I
that bulk
okay.
Zing, baby. Zing.
This is another thing that that happens on the show, Ben, is that Russ says the same word over and over again for 2 minutes.
Well,
and it's not funny.
People love it. People are dying for it. They want me to spin out the new catchphrase. They want T-shirts. We're going to push this on social media. What's up, Patreon?
By the way, Topo Taco, Frew is the new bulk. That was the thing we said last time.
Is that the new Netflix original?
That's the new Netflix original. It stars... I don't know anybody from Orange is the New Black because I don't watch that.
And trans person of color?
Piper. Is that her real name or the actress name?
Billy Piper.
Billy Hatcher in The Giant Egg.
Fuck, don't get me started on Billy Hatcher, that Sonic shit.
I'm fine with Billy Hatcher, but mostly because I love eggs. Speaking of eggs, we got a couple eggheads here to talk the hottest and latest in Sonic news, views, reviews, and toots. I didn't mean to imply. I just wanted to say you're a real smart dude. You're in STEM, but I think I just called you a criminal and a monster.
Hey, Russ, why don't you leave me alone? Because I'm a STEM guy.
I guess you're getting to the root of the problem.
You're barking up the wrong tree here, buddy.
I think you got your chlorophyll of that one. Sonic
let's
news,
branch off
news, reviews, and toots. We got some news today, Alan. What do you want to drop on me first? News.
So, personal friend of the show, Yuji Naka, he's back.
He's OD of the Sky Soldier. Door, professional wrestler, Naka. Anyway, please continue. Yeah.
Rodea the Sky Soldier, coming to the U.S. What's up?
Oh, man.
I don't know what this game's about, but I saw a picture for it, and it looks pretty good.
It looks great.
There's a little kid flying in the air. I think they got some horns or something. I don't know. Kind of looks like knights. I'm into it.
I thought he betrayed Sega when he left, but he got out when the getting was good.
Yeah, I don't blame him at all.
Because we need a strong military presence to take these French fuckers out.
Well, see, he's a sort of private game maker now, and I'm all about those PMCs, Russ.
I know you're into warfare. PMCs, warfare, the world of drawing, art.
Yeah.
And literature, and that's Yuji Naka makes all those things.
He definitely does.
Ben, how do you feel about Yuji Naka?
You know what I like to say? Yuji can't go wrong with Yuji Naka.
What do you feel
I always
about
like to say
Star?
UGK, Underground Kings, they had that one song with Outkast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song. I sang Outkast at karaoke last night.
That's pretty good. Which song?
Mira, Miss Jackson.
That's a good one. Outkast songs.
But why do you dislike Sonic when you love Outkast? And Outkast is basically the human equivalent of Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah, if you think about it, Speakerbox Love Below is basically the Sonic
3 and Knuckles.
Sonic and Knuckles. Yeah, the Sonic 3 and Knuckles of the music world.
Because if you combine them together, you get great. You get great stuff. You get the Hyper Emeralds. Think about it.
Yeah, and Knuckles is big boy, basically.
Yeah, because he's got the weird dick.
And he's a big boy.
And he's a big boy.
But not a big muscle head.
Not a big muscle head. Not like
he fucking fucks at your stupid Twitter feed. So
Knuckles
pissed.
Is all about having healthy body types. He's all about being accepting of different people and their lifestyles. He doesn't say you have to go to the gym all the time. That's not for everybody.
Yeah. I'm tired. Come on.
Shout out to Knuckles. Shout out to Big Boy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Big the Cat.
Big the Cat. Well, we don't like to mention this all the time because he's a little bit shy, but he actually listens into all of our episodes. If you look over there in the recording booth, Ben, he's waving at you.
Fuck.
See, he's giving you a thumbs
horrifying
up.
Horrifying to look at in real life.
Oh, that's not nice.
That's not nice.
Hey, he probably said the same fucking thing about you. Hey, it's Ben, that tall guy. I saw the meme of him.
He's bigger than me. I don't like this.
Somebody did make a meme of me. That's, that's a good point.
You got turned into a meme, Ben?
I've never gotten to be a fucking meme. And I masturbated a hot dog with a book.
Kind of turned you into a meme with that Guy Fieri picture.
Right? That's true. No, I'm the only one who spreads it.
Yeah, well, you're kind of like an army of one, a meme of one.
I am a meme of one.
Yeah. So, some more Sonic news.
Our meme of one.
Yeah, our meme of one. you are a meme of one. Yes, here is the first look at Sonic the Hedgehog's new running game. He's got a new game on the iPhone. It's not out yet, but hey, it looks pretty good.
Saw it, and I ran to the store to go buy it, and then
Told you it's downloadable, you don't need to do this.
I was like, oh, and then I was like, Dreamcast 2 out yet? And I said, next Christmas, baby. The Walmart employee looked me in the eye, he saw I was a true fan, he said, by next Christmas you are going to be playing Power Stone 3 with your dad.
He's going to come back and he's going to play Power Stone.
Yeah, he's
gonna- your dad's dead, but he's going to come back to life.
He's going to come back to me. It's like that one part of Elite Beat Agents, but Sonic is the one who brought him back. Look,
that was so sad.
Yeah. So sad there was no sequel to Elite Beat Agents. The only good thing Nintendo's ever done.
Yeah, probably.
Speaking of the only good thing that's ever been done, Little Caesars is attempting something. Now, this shouldn't really be in the Sonic. This should probably be in Domino's Goes. I think this was a formatting problem.
Whatever.
But you know what? I think Sonic would be into this.
I think Sonic would be into this. Maybe. Because he's all about new ideas. He's all about experimentation. He's all about food tech. He's all about the singularity.
Exactly.
And it's all about disrupting markets. And that's what this is. Little Caesars is trying to come up with something new. They've got bacon wrapped crust, deep, deep dish. It's a large 8-corner. See, I don't understand why they say it's 8-corner. Because it looks like just 2 4-corner pizzas that they've wrapped a big, deep dish pizza that's rectangular with 3.5 feet of bacon. So I don't really know how it has 8 corners, but I accept it, I guess.
So is there just a giant pig that they slowly strip on like a spit until his ass disappears?
You know how you get one of those fruit peeling knives and stuff,
yes.
and you can spin the apple around and like peel it real quick. They do that with a pig.
Do they staple the bacon together? How did they get a strip that big?
I don't really know.
I
have to find out.
I'm gonna break into a Little Caesars, and then I'm gonna steal one of their bacon strips and use it as a bullwhip, and that'd be really cool.
Wouldn't it be a pig whip?
God damn it.
Because it's not from a bull.
God damn it. Ben, how do you feel about this?
I love pigs. I love whips. I'm all for it.
Did you hit up 50 Shades of Grey this weekend?
You know it, bro. More like, I don't want to get lewd on this podcast.
Oh, get lewd, baby. Come
on. Bye.
Kids, turn off the podcast. If you've been listening, this is for mom and dad only, baby. You're in it for Sonic? Well, guess what? Sonic is a cool guy, and he curses, and he doesn't shoot people like Shadow does, but he knows
Sonic
what sexuality
dark.
Is. I've been to DeviantArt before, so I know this.
Mm.
So anyway, Ben.
Oh, my dick is 50 different shades of gray after watching the movie.
Oh, that's cool, because you got a bunch of bruises on it.
Yeah, because I jerked off so much.
Okay, makes sense.
With a slice of bacon. Anyway,
of bacon.
So kids, turn it back on. I know you listened already, because you want to get hot and steamy. Little Caesars.
Can we commit to eating this pizza for our next episode, Russ?
I'll commit. I feel bad I didn't eat any pizza these last 2 weeks.
You should feel bad, because you must be starving to death, because I don't understand how you're eating anything that's not pizza.
Spiritually and physically, I feel sick.
Let me run my hands through your hair real quick, Russ.
Well, I got the Sonic head on. Okay,
hold on.
You're plying under there.
I just got a handful of hair and also some blood. What's going on?
Don't ask. Well, forcefully separate the hat from my scalp, which it's been on
there
for
a while. That's marinara, Russ. You've been holding out on me.
Russ.
Russ, you've been smuggling Za under your hat.
Can I tell you the truth? Yeah.
I got a pizza question for you boys. Okay. What's the best non-traditional sauce?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Gosh.
I personally like a white sauce.
Yeah, like a white sauce. We know Russ likes white sauce, but that's because he's fucking his pizza.
Don't like say that. Don't say that. Come on, buddy. Come on. White sauce. Wait, I already did. Oh, shit. Oh gosh, non-traditional sauces. You know I'm a traditional guy, but Republican. Let's see.
We talked about this last episode. You supported Mitt Romney because you like those traditional sauces.
Yes.
But you voted for him in the primary, but you didn't vote for him in the actual election because you found out he strapped a pizza to the top of his car.
Yeah, I forgot about that. About a lot of things. Let's see. Oh gosh.
How do you feel about barbecue sauces?
I really like barbecue pizza. You know, I'll barbecue just go with that. Okay. Listen, because I'm a South choice. Boy, I love the blues. And
you're all about that Memphis barbecue lifestyle.
What else do I love?
You're all about the Dirty South. You're all about that Southern hip hop.
That's true. I love that G-Funk.
It's you and Pimp C, Bun B.
Sometimes I love that Southwest flavor because I get my lean on and I'm leaning on, baby. I can't even stand up after some of that shit. I need help. I
Russ is sitting crooked in a slab like Paul Wall.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Damn.
How's it feel, Bay Area bastard, with your Birdman and your
Birdmans?
Who else is a Bay Area rapper?
A Lil B.
That's true.
Lil B. Yeah.
I thought it was
the Bay Area, the East Bay.
Okay, that's true. I know he's Berkeley.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's counts as the Bay or not.
It does.
I should probably know. That's where my mom went to college. Mom!
Oh, your mom goes to college.
Napoleon Dynamite, back again, 2015.
I thought you were referencing that my mom.
I am.
I thought you were a big my mom fan.
I mean, I'm a big fan of your mom.
Can I take a quick time to shout out to my mom? Hey, mom.
Yeah, please.
This is the first time we've ever mentioned her.
Hey, mom. I'm doing a podcast.
Is she an avid listener?
I don't fuck pizza, or you do. I don't know. I'm kayfabe. Anyway, so.
Is your mom into kayfabe? Is she into wrestling?
My mom is a professional wrestler.
Your mom's John Cena.
How did you know? Shit. That's why I can't see her often. It makes me very sad.
Yeah, we didn't know that you didn't know she went to college there because you couldn't see her. They couldn't even give her a diploma because she tried walking across the stage and she was invisible.
The number one wrestler in the world, you can't see him half the time.
Yeah, it's really weird.
You get glimpse. Maybe it's the mystery. Maybe it's the Jaws effect. I don't know.
The Jaws
effect?
Maybe
it's the Lazarus effect.
It's the Tony Jaw effect.
The Tony Jaw effect. Speaking of the Tony Jaw effect, you got smacked in the jaw this week with a new episode of Sonic Boom. I did not watch. I've been trying to keep committed to keeping to Sonic Boom. I myself have not watched this week's episode, and I have been spared.
Yeah, because this episode was real bad. I actually watched it twice, because I watched it a couple weeks ago, but then I forgot to take notes. And man, oh man, was it bad. So this starts out, like all Sonic Boom episodes, with them doing something that's kind of cool, but then they quit doing it like immediately after. So they're fighting Eggman's giant octopus bot. But then they call it, like, a squid and then a spider to piss him off. And, like, that's a running joke for, like, about 2 minutes of the 11-minute show is them saying it's the wrong thing and then Eggman getting upset. And then Tails is flying his plane over and he shoots a laser, but it misses. And then it, like, almost creates a rock slide that, like, almost kills everybody. And then they all get angry at him. Knuckles reveals that he eats fish food flakes. So that's a joke that happens.
You know what? This is the character that we have to live with now. This is is this what
they're making all these
be?
Weird character decisions with Knuckles, and I don't get what's canon anymore. He says, like, you almost made his fish food. And Knuckles says, yeah, not like the tasty kind that I get from flakes that I put in my mouth. I eat fish food, guys. What's up? That's his whole
that's
thing.
A bold character choice.
It's a bold character choice. I mean, I guess.
You strong Latino portrayals.
Yeah, I can't handle this. It's really offensive to me.
and his culture.
Styx accuses Tails of treason, and Tails just runs off to go cry and fix his laser. And then, Russ, do you remember T.W. Barker?
You know, did he overdose
not Travis
on
Barker.
Liquid Yellow Overdrive or whatever it's called again?
No.
That's Mellow B, excuse me. Mellow B.
That's Mellow B. Sorry, Mellow B. Shout out. Mellow B was a friend of Charmy B who ate a drugged hot dog at a carnival and died of a drug overdose. That's a real thing that happened, Ben. We're not joking.
Oh, no.
It's real bad. T.W. Barker was the one from the Dude, Where's My Eggman, where he's the guy that buys the egg pod and just flies away. He's that guy. He has a top hat. He runs a circus. He rolls up.
Oh, I thought that was Dice Man, the Dice Man equivalent of this universe. I'm trying to think of an animal pun, but with Dice Man. Dog Man?
The Dog Man, the Sleuth Doggy Dog of this universe. Sleuth Doggy Dog is a real character, and it's also too, Ben. Sleuth Doggy Dog. There's Sleuth Doggy Dog.
So he's
Doggy
like
Dog.
A hybrid of Snoop Dogg and Scruff McGruff?
He kind of looks like Dex Dog Detective. And then there's also Sir Kicks-a-Lot, who kind of looks the same, but he's a kangaroo. And I guess he likes butts. Anyway, it's cool, I guess. Anyway, this guy rolls up in his circus truck. He has some weird stunt bears that are really sad, and they have roller skates. We don't really know if they're sentient or not. It's kind of left up in the air. He tricks Sonic and them into joining the circus, because Sonic says at one point, "Capable is my middle name," and Knuckles reveals that he thought it was the... So, they're stealing jokes from our show now. And then we all know it's Maurice.
Yes, from that one specific panel of an old Archie comic. We all know this to be true.
Yeah, because Sonic is the space cowboy and the gangster of love.
Yeah.
Let's see. They get sucked into the circus. They put Sonic in one of those, like, motorcycle sphere cages where you, like, ride a motorcycle around real fast and you go upside down, except he's just running around. Knuckles gets shot out of a human cannonball and gets, like, brain damage because they do it, like, all the time.
Do you think this is the reinterpretation of the Knuckles Chaotix game? Because if so, they fucked it up again.
Amy is a sad clown.
I mean, that's true.
That's true. She is a sad clown of character.
She used to be an unknowing sad clown, but I feel it's gotten meta because now she realizes, like, I'm trapped in Sonic Boom.
Styx is a tightrope walker because Styx is walking the metaphorical tightrope between sanity and insanity in every
She's
episode.
She's walking the tightrope of my patience, and she is falling off. She fucking kills me.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't talk about this in Quillhead's Talk Shop personally a while back, but they had an online quiz to determine which character you are. Guess what character I got? Who else do you know who knows more about Sonic the Hedgehog and the Sonic the Hedgehog lifestyle and everything about Sonic and just being Sonic?
Maybe that's it.
Probably Dr. Eggman. He probably knows the most about all the Sonic characters.
Ben,
you
can shut up for now. I'll just keep to pizza with you.
No, but like think about it, right? He's constantly fighting against Sonic and his enemies. Like he has to know the most about them to put up a good fight.
Yeah, maybe physically and like with strengths and weaknesses,
but not spiritually.
The reason
emotional.
Eggman can never win one of these fights is because he doesn't have the heart.
He doesn't.
Think about that.
Eggman's a big science nerd, and he doesn't know anything about storytelling. He doesn't know anything about human emotion. He's just posting all those memes about science, and he's trying to win, but he never will.
He'll never win. Listen, I don't care how powerful his bean machine is. If he can't use it for good, and if he can't use it for the right thing, he'll never win his story.
Now what if I opened up a coffee shop and called it Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, and it was just about coffee beans.
I'd go.
That'd be pretty good, I think.
And just run the Sonic OVA over and over again.
Yeah. So anyway, Tails fixes this stupid... Well, go ahead and tell your quiz thing. Never mind.
Oh, anyway, so real quick, I got Styx the Badger or whatever the fuck she is, and it really cheesed me off. Made me
what did
real
Kelsey get
mad. In? Kelsey got Tails.
I thought she got Eggman.
Oh, Kelsey did get Eggman.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up. You know what?
I got Knuckles, which I think is racist.
Listen, maybe I'm fine with Kelsey getting Sonic because I love her and I love Sonic the most. Can I have a moment to shout out to Kelsey?
Go ahead.
Kelsey, I love you the most and I love Sonic also a lot. And the fact that you are Sonic, and it was really great.
That's true love.
That's right true there. Love.
So I don't remember if she got Eggman or...
Sonic.
Or Tails. Did get Eggman, I don't remember. My memory is shoddy because I have to think about all the Sonic shit, but whatever you were, I'll still love
test?
You. Oh, if you go to the... Oh, that's a good idea. We should have Ben do this. If you go to Facebook Sonic test... I think... Where is it at, Russ? Do you have the link?
Well, I don't know. Hey, you keep going on the episode. I'll go grab that link.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I'll go ahead and look at it. So,
yeah, I'll talk with you.
So Tails fixes this laser. He breaks Eggman's remote during the season finale of Dancing with the Robots. Once again, we're shown a bigger glimpse of this universe, and it doesn't really make any sense. Who makes this TV show about robots? Is it Eggman? Did he make the show? Is it just for him? I don't get it.
I don't know, dude.
I don't get it. Whatever. Anyway, they do a show at the circus. T.W. Barker reveals that he's not going to let them go, and he's going to keep them because they're bringing in a lot of ticket sales or something stupid. He also reveals that the metal cage was something he bought from Eggman infomercial, and he also bought some robots from Eggman. So I don't know what Eggman's doing in this universe. Kelsey was Eggman. I don't know what's going on anymore. Tails breaks everybody out with a laser. The only good thing that happens in the episode is Sonic traps T.W. Barker in a cage. He screams. Camera pans out. Eggman is watching he's watching the episode like we are, and says, "Now I can finally turn off this dreck." And then he turns it off, and then our TV turns off too. Like, it does look
fuck,
little,
dude. That actually it's really meta. Pretty good.
That was actually pretty good. I actually liked that. Like, I give it a 2 out of 10.
You know what?
Highest rating you have ever given.
Yeah, I've given everything less than 1 before. So this is pretty good. I like that ending, because that's exactly how I felt. Was this, now I can turn off this dreck. And then I turned off my TV. So I guess it made me sympathize with Eggman, so that's not good. But
okay, so this just in. I have taken the Sonic Boom, Sonic the Hedgehog, Games and Toys, Which Sonic Character Are You quiz.
Okay.
You know, I answered truthfully to my best of my ability, and I'm not going to try and backstep anything here. I got Styx the Badger.
It's what you deserve, though, Ben. You're not a real Sonic fan, so you don't get a real Sonic character, whereas I didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the wild one of the group, which is true. And I do like my friends, but I'm also completely comfortable being out on my own, knowing that Mario is better than Sonic.
Ugh. This fucking guy.
Speaking, he's really badgering me.
Speaking of this fucking guy, we got to get a toot on here.
Yeah. So
I got to taste this toot, baby.
Another thing we do, this winds up being weirdly serendipitous in this toot that I picked. So each week, Ben, we highlight a different toot from the Sonic universe, by which I mean a character with an exceptional attitude and style, personal flavor. So this week I picked French Fryris.
Excuse me, could you repeat that?
French Fryris.
Is he Fleetway or Archie?
He is an Archie.
Ooh, tasty.
Can you tell me what French Fryris looks like?
French Fryris, he probably looks like a walry, one of the walry species.
Okay.
He has big old tusks.
You're real close for us.
And a chef's hat.
You're real close. No. He's not. He's arguably one of Dr. Robotnik's lowest attempts at beating the Freedom Fighters. It consists of tiny robotic germs that he sprinkled onto French fries. He then sold the potatoes at a phony fast food franchise for the sole purpose of making them sick, as their antibodies were not nearly strong enough to fight this disease. And I want to point out that antibodies is spelled out like anti, like somebody's aunt. And everybody in Sonic eats them, so he had to shrink down and go inside their bodies to fight the Fryris itself. And it is a potato with a French beret and mustache, and it's spinning around a crowbar. That's what it is.
Foo Fighters of this universe?
Some powers that it has. The foreign lesions. They're sores that line people's membrane walls, and he has to fight them.
Can it turn its hand into a gun and shoot some of its own cells out at people?
No, but it does have a microbe bar, which is like a crowbar. That it smacks people with.
Oh, is it little?
It's a little tiny potato virus, and it's French, and it has a mustache and a beret. It's French.
Has he returned to the canon at any point, or has he gone the way of the Titan Tales?
He was defeated and never seen again, and let's see. They do not like it. Nobody likes this character.
I'd love to see the Arch universe pull a Metal Gear Solid 4, and just like Sonic has... Age.
This is basically a nanomachine, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, imagine this. At the end of the Archie Gear Solid 4, or whatever it's called, Archie Sonic Gear 4, Sonic has aged prematurely, and he is the host of the French Fryris, which he must defeat. Liquid Shadow.
Liquid Shadow. Yeah, that Shadow, and he got Eggman's... one of Shadow's arms got chopped off while he was doing some cool gun tricks in the first game. That's what happens in Shadow the Hedgehog 1. And then he gets Eggman's arm replaced on there, and it possesses him, but it's really hypnosis, I think.
I think we have a divine art hit here. I think we're going to hit it huge.
I think this is our new thing, is Liquid Shadow.
Get ready for 2,000 notes on Tumblr, baby. Bam.
I like the part. Fired. I like when you spin dash a Shadow at the end and he says you're pretty good. And that's a cool hand gesture. I like that a lot.
This podcast has been pretty good. And you know why?
Yep, it's been real good.
Because we've got fans who want questions answered. First things first, we have one fan on the show already. Ben, do you have any questions you want us to answer? We're top tier Sonic scholars and pizza scholars. We'll answer anything and everything about those subjects and maybe more.
I mean, I asked the pizza question, and neither of you gave me a good answer. So
barbecue sauce, baby. What's wrong with BBQ?
White sauce is pretty good. All right, here's my Sonic question. is there an alligator in Sonic, or am I making that up?
There's fucking crocodile.
Victor, the goddamn crocodile.
Don't get that confused. It's a crocodile.
What? Okay, follow up question. What's the difference?
You have to look at the shape of their snouts.
Yeah.
Also, alligators are only indigenous to China and America. Crocodiles are worldwide.
Where's Victor from?
Vector is from Mobius.
Wait, is it Vector or Victor?
Oh, Victor. Victor is his alternate zone counterpart, who's very mean.
Wait, so is Vector nice?
Vector is very nice. He's a fun-loving guy. He has his headphones. He loves jamming to his favorite tunes.
He loves just playing music with his buds. Like, what's wrong
you know,
with
that? You know, like, Yosuke from Persona? I know you do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's kind of like the Yosuke of the universe, because he always has his headphones on. He sucks. He's not... I mean, he's better than Yosuke, because he's a giant crocodile man. And he doesn't get trapped in garbage cans or, like, do other stupid shit. But he has kunai, and he has...
Cans?
Yeah, that's what Yosuke does.
Okay, sorry. Apologize.
He's trapped in a garbage can. He should have stayed there for the entire game.
Would have made it a lot better.
Yeah, that would have been good as if he just died in that trash can and just stayed
there.
Here's
the twist. He's the real killer, right? And you're just like, oh my god, how could he have done it from inside this garbage can? And he's like, my persona is the garbage can.
Guys, I don't want to hear any more of your goddamn Sesame Street fan fiction. Can we please move on?
Shit, what if Yosuke was Oscar the Grouch?
Oh, man.
He's really grouchy because he's the horniest Persona character and he never gets laid.
He is. That's his whole character struggle.
He's just so horny.
Yeah. You
the only person who's hornier than him is the one from Persona Sonic 3 wants to fuck his teacher.
You would have saw that, too, if you played Sonic the Hedgehog at the London Games, because Vector is so goddamn horny in that game.
Yeah, he's so fucking horny.
He's trying to get in Peach's pants. He's trying to get into Peach's.
Yeah.
Oh, Mamma mia. Mario wasn't none too happy about that
one. He was trying to get to Daisy's flower. I'm telling you, he wanted to get to Rosalina's black hole. Anyway, this is a podcast for 12-year-olds.
We crossed the event horizon in that I want to rip out my eyes like the movie Event Horizon.
Did anything happen in that movie?
That's the only thing that happened in the movie. Somebody rips their eyes out.
It's a joke because it's an Event Horizon. Okay.
Event Horizon out of his skull.
Yeah.
I should have called it Event High Horizon because I was getting high and it was rising, baby.
I should have called it Event High Horizon because I was in my high-rise apartment.
That's true.
I should have called it Event... Horizon, because I paid someone.
Did you ever think that guy was going to start directing movies?
I should have called it Event Horizon Ben.
Did you ever think when that guy made Event Horizon, he was going to start making, you know, he went on to Alien vs. Predator and started making weird stuff like There Will Be Blood and The Master? You ever think that was going to happen?
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw the hand of a master in that movie. I thought it was beautiful.
Well, let's hope his adaptation of the Sonic movie. Oh, did I just leak something?
We revealed this a long time ago.
Oh, yeah,
for the Sony leaks.
The fucking hackers.
Fucking hackers revealed that Bryan Cranston's playing Eggman. Badger from Breaking Bad is... What is it, Tails?
No, he's... I think he is Sonic. We're trying to push him.
Oh, yeah. Walt Jr.'s Tails. My bad.
Yeah, of course.
Who's Saul?
Saul is.
Oh, we're
Big
just
Cat,
gonna have
actually.
Saul in there. It's gonna be a little bit of brand synergy. Saul is going to be covering Sonic at the beginning of the movie in like a cold open, being like, "Sonic didn't mean to destroy all those bubbles with power ups in them."
Actually, it turns out that Sonic bought his soap shoes from him back when he was slipping Jimmy because he was just slipping around in his soap shoes all over.
Have you guys seen that those stills that came out of Dr. Eggman with like the makeup and half his face being blown off like Gustavo? It's really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I thought it was a little bit dark because I wrote a manga about that like about 2 years ago, so I'm suing them. So I don't know how I feel about that.
You mean at Doujinshi where you actually published in Japan?
Yeah, I actually published it in Japan. Even though he gets half of his face blown off, he joins an academy for people that have also been in horrible accidents, and there's a visual novel based on it.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh.
Here's a question for Russ, the resident anime expert.
Resident anime is my favorite game.
Resident anime. They're already in the house. What?
Has there ever been a Sonic manga?
I'm sure there's been. I don't know. There's the OVA released in the 90s, which I think we'll drop something about that soon.
That reminds me. Ravi asked, why doesn't Sonic flip anybody off like he did in the OVA? He used to flip people off all the time, and then he stopped.
You know, when Sonic, he spares his curse words sparingly. He like, you know, he's like, he drops them when he needs them. Unlike Shadow, who's very cool and shoots people and
yeah, every time Shadow
drinks,
gets hit in the game, he says damn.
He goes damn and fuck and shit.
He goes cock.
Cock. Vagina. He's just saying words that
ovaries.
He starts talking about the female anatomy. It was really weird when there was that one chapter where it became like a textbook quiz about the woman's reproductive system. But you know what? I'm just glad Shadow the Hedgehog, the video game, was talking about what, you know, the difference between the genders and the non-difference, which is to say it's all a spectrum and it's all beautiful. And Shadow supports
there's also that
anybody
secret level where he says clitoris when he gets hit, but it's really hard to find.
See, the subtext that people don't get is that one part where Shadow shot Eggman in the head when Eggman was like, you're actually a robot, a man robot. And he was like, don't gender me, you fuck. And pulled the trigger and killed him for gendering him. Like the goddamn criminal he is, you fuckers.
Eggman's a shithead. I don't even want to talk about Eggman
get the
anymore.
Fuck off of here. Get the fuck off of here, by which I mean Earth, you piss boy. Take Scratch and Grounder with you, those racist fuckers.
What if we launched him into space?
He might take over the Ark, the Egg Ark.
Oh, yeah, the Bio Lizard.
Has Sonic ever said to him, looks like you've been cracked.
Looks like you're addicted to crack, Eggman.
I don't want to hear about any of your smut, okay, dude? Anyway.
Does he say, like,
I want to see that crack.
Hey, have you ever been to cracked.com, looked up a list of the top 5 reasons you suck?
Top 5.
Hey, have you looked at this list of the top 5 things in comic books that are kind of messed up if you think about it?
You know, because
I have. It's pretty good.
Wolverine's claws, if he didn't have that healing factor, he'd be bleeding a lot.
Hey, have you ever thought that these childhood cartoons you watched might have been a little bit dark and creepy?
Ugh, weird. Stranger.
Have you ever thought that, like, maybe Batman is the guy who's messed up and it's not the Joker?
Listen, these fan theories improve the movies.
Hey, guys, have you ever thought?
No.
Shit, me either. I don't know what that is.
I go to crack.com. I don't need to anymore.
They do it for me. It's pretty good. Okay, speaking of pretty good, some questions. From Ravi, our number one fan, what hip-hop artist do you think would be good voice actors for each Sonic character?
Oh, shit. Alan, you might have to take the reins on this one.
So, I'm thinking, even though we said Andre 3000 is kind of like the human Sonic, I'm thinking Twista.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's the only one that's fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see Tails as sort of like a Flavor Flav kind of character.
See, I thought that it would be... That since Tails is sort of like Sonic's hype man, maybe he'd be like a P. Diddy character. He'd just be kind of like ad-libbing in the background, just like, oh, yeah, and stuff like that.
I mean, Big Boy's Big the Cat. That's just easy.
I think if Biggie was still alive, he'd be Big the Cat.
Well, he's not, all right? And I How dare you even bring that up?
Yeah, that's true.
You know I'm still
R.I.P. Big. You know what? I used to hate Biggie Smalls because he had a Sega. You know, he had Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, and I was like, just keep the Sega Genesis. You don't need that other shit.
I don't care if you couldn't picture this.
But you know what? It took me 10 years, but I finally got over that. And I said, you know what? He just wanted a little from both. You know, it was more a status thing. I'm sure he exclusively played the Genesis and just had the Super Nintendo to be like, I'm rich. I could buy dumb shit for no reason.
Yeah, so, that's actually exclusively why I bought it, is he just bought it as a frivolous purchase just to say, hey, look at this. I bought it and I threw it in the toilet.
Used it as a plunger.
Hey, like Mario, you're a plumber.
It wasn't very effective, but I used it nonetheless.
That's a fun tip, by the way. If your toilet's ever plugged, just throw a copy of Mario Brothers 3 in there, and it should unclog.
Call the Nintendo hotline on that thing. Hey, come and clog this, you fucks.
Alan, I just convinced a bunch of people to throw their Mario games in the toilet. They're so dumb.
Nice.
Hey, Ben, where's your copy of Mario World? It's in the toilet.
That's not a game.
Super Mario World's
a game.
There you are.
Come on. The Super's not that fucking important. Shit.
You know, it is. Because without it, you wouldn't know the truth, which is that game is
super. Is there a non-Super Mario World? Like, was there ever a non-Super Mario?
You should have a ROM hack called Mario World, which is just like flat plains. And like you just run across it, and sometimes you have to jump over.
I'm gonna have a ROM hack of Mario World where it just has a picture of a toilet because that's the world that Mario lives in.
I don't think you really need to ROM hack it because that's already the game.
Shit.
Other rappers.
So who do you think would be Shadow?
Ooh.
Oh, who's the darkest man? Who's like the darkest, most twisted soul in rap?
Oh, Dark Man. Dark Man. He's a rapper, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I think Latch. No, what the fuck is the alligator's name?
Vector.
Vector
the crocodile.
Vector. DMX would be a good Vector. I picture. I don't know. I've never seen Vector or heard him talk, but I picture him having a gravelly voice.
You've nailed it. Maybe. That's
pretty good.
Maybe you should switch.
What about Shadow, though? I think in Kanye.
Oh, shit.
Kanye's too emotional.
Fantasy.
I don't know.
Shadow's fucking emotional because he's got to deal with all this shit.
They're both also the ultimate life forms. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Both also ride a motorcycle and carry a gun around everywhere they go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also both have their own line of shoes.
Wait, who was Sonic? I already forgot.
He's the, I get them mixed up sometimes too, Ben, because they kind of look the same. But Sonic's the blue one, and Shadow's the one that's black and red.
Oh.
Listen, they look very similar.
This is a major point of confusion for a lot of people in the Sonic games, is that people get them confused all the time and accuse Sonic of crimes that Shadow commits.
Wait, which one was the one in Sonic 2?
They're both in there.
No, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, that was just Sonic.
Oh, not Sonic
there.
Adventure 2.
Sonic Adventure 2, yeah, Citizen Kane.
Sonic
of
the Hedgehog 2.
That's Sonic.
Okay.
Not Shadow.
But Sonic Adventure 2, there's both of them. So. It's weird. Yeah. Okay, I think that's probably, we got a good feel of the rappers. Who do you think would be Amy?
Amy.
I mean, Nicki Minaj is kind of the obvious choice.
Pink hair, yeah. I can feel. Okay. I was kind of thinking she might be Rouge the Bat, but I guess that works.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel like Amy would be more of a Beyonce, and Rouge the Bat would be more of a Nicki Minaj.
That works out. Styx is, of course, Iggy Azalea.
So, of course.
Because Styx has a boomerang, so it works out perfectly.
And Styx does a lot of cultural appropriation. People don't.
Yeah, Styx is constantly culturally appropriating, and also T.I. writes all of Styx dialogue in the Sonic Boom cartoon. So... pretty fucked up.
Oh, fuck.
Macklemore is, of course, Eggman.
Actually, I can see Macklemore as Tails.
So is Scratch Ryan and Grounder Lewis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it.
Okay, thank you.
You nailed it. Metal Sonic is the Death Grips guy?
No, MF Doom.
Oh, yeah, he's MF. Okay, yeah,
that's,
you're right.
That, hey, that's inspired.
That's pretty good.
Are you sure you've never beaten the Sonic game before?
No, I just like the Sonic characters a lot. And by like them a lot, I mean like think they're really dumb and have to keep up on them so I can have good jokes about
it's
them.
It's just, I feel bad for you Mario characters. You have like one good character, Waluigi, and it just sucks for you. Like, I just wish you would come on. I know that's the only reason you guys keep around, honestly.
But we've talked about this
before. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a lightning round, and we're going to go back and forth, and we're going to... I'm going to name a Mario character, and you're going to name a better Sonic character, and we're going to go back and forth until one side can't come up with a good enough answer.
Okay, this is great.
Okay.
All right. I need one of you two to be the judge.
Al, you be the judge.
Okay, I'll be the judge.
All right. I'll start. Mario.
Sonic.
Luigi. Sonic's better.
Sonic
is definitely
better. Waluigi.
Sonic, but by a hair.
Yeah, you're right. Shit, he's after beat.
I don't think I can win this game.
I don't think you can.
Three shy guys in a trench coat trying to sneak into an R-rated movie.
Charmy the Bee.
Yeah, you're right. Charmy the Bee did that with Melody. They both wore a trench coat once
before he died tragically of a drug overdose.
Yeah. See, because he's floating, because he's flying, so he didn't really even need...
See, a lot of people
he just wore a trench coat anyway.
A lot of people think Gwen Stacy's death in Spider-Man was the end of the Silver Age. It was a loss of innocence. No, it was actually Mello B dying of a drug overdose.
I thought the loss of innocence was when Gwen Stacy put out that that Hollaback Girl song.
God damn it. We should probably finish this podcast, or Russ is going to have to edit a lot.
Questions yet. Yeah, this is a lot of editing, Russ, but this is your fault. My brother asked, do you think Knuckles ever wears a glove on his dick?
No. Robbie asks, does flatbread count as pizza? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I guess.
JJ asks, he didn't ask this, but he posted a cool picture of Big the Cat and John Cena, and I thought we should talk about it. So I've been saving this. I want to see this hot pick.
The champ is here. Big the Cat.
You know, that's a really cool pick of a Big the Cat, but I can't see John Cena. Oh, really, he's there. Okay, I got it. Never I had mind. To cross my eyes and pull back some.
It's like one of those 3D pictures where you have to stare at for a long time.
Yeah.
Wait, Russ, did you just say you had to cross your eyes and pull them back a little? Are you trying to do like a racist Asian stereotype to see John Cena?
Shit, Russ, I told you to do that on our podcast.
I love the Japanese. They make great cartoons. And
why is that the only reason you love them?
And I don't like I like everything about them. I'm a garbage weeaboo man. Please, come on. Anyway, so this is my story. This is my life. And this has been Hogcast Speedy Delivery.
Should we do plugs this week?
We should do plugs. Follow me, twitter.com/pissgoblin, pissgoblin.tumblr.com. And what else?
At Hogcast SD on Twitter. We got like 666, like 6 followers, 6 tweets, 6 people we're following.
So we're never going to tweet again. Nobody follow us, and we'll never
going to tweet
you
again, because Guilty Fingers ain't got no rhythm. That's a song.
I sang that last night at karaoke, too.
Oh, you did? Well, that's pretty good.
What did you say to Twitter again?
Hogcast SD for Hogcast Speedy Delivery. Check it. It
says that's not real.
Oh, it definitely is real. It's definitely is real.
I found you guys.
We're there.
Hit us with the follow.
Podbean.com.
Get your followers to follow. Just
I'm following them. Are you cooler than me? I don't think so.
I mean, probably not. Well, maybe.
This guy's been
Sonic.
A fucking meme. He's got shit taste in video games.
What have you ever done
true.
With your life?
Ben's a meme. So, like, I guess you can't be cooler than
him. Hey, guess what? This guy has memed it out the wazoo. So...
What's cooler than being cool? A meme. All right.
If anybody says, hey, it's you, do you ever go, yes, it's meme?
I like that one Japanese video, meme, that Ben did. That's an anime too.
That's for the anime fans out there. Thank you for joining us. Alan, do you want to plug your Twitter?
Yeah, at Action Alan on Twitter, or Tumblr, whatever. Just do it. I don't know.
Ben, we want to hear your credits. We want to hear what your flavor. We want to hear your style. Thank you.
All right. Go head on down to twitter.com/packbenpack. That's PACKBENPACK. And listen to Pod Burglars. It's a Video game podcast.
It's a Waluigi fan cast for true fans of the Purple Plumber who knows what's up. And
look, Waluigi's not a plumber. Don't get that twisted.
So what does he do?
What does he do?
Yeah, what does he sold for fortune or?
He parties. He does whatever he feels like.
He's part party.
He's independently wealthy, so he just kind of follows his dream.
Is he part machine, part party animal?
Yeah.
He's a self-made man, and he's a robot that's self-assembled.
Do you think he's the great Gatsby of our time?
I think he's the greatest Gatsby ever.
You think he's the greatest Gatsby ever?
I like that he stands out on a pier and goes, wah. And like, looks at a light across the bay.
He looks up at a billboard and there's two giant glasses and then a mustache that looks a little
zigzag. Dr. Mario. Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful.
I like that one Mario Kart where he ran over
Daisy
that lady.
Daisy Buchanan, everybody. Think about it.
It's a character. Think about it.
Think about it.
I didn't like when Waluigi got shot in that pool though. Wario shot him in a pool. That was fucked up. Damn it.
Anyway.
Well, that was a great podcast, definitely.
Stop. And you know what? We just ask you two things this week, everybody. Live and learn.
Live and learn. Well, we got the edge of tomorrow. Live and learn.
Wait a second, Ben. You knew the song the whole time.
Alan, I was going to literally just...
I was lying. I like all the Sonic games. I played them all, and they're the best.
Okay, but for serious, live and learn.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.